Hey, it's Tuesday night.
Yes, it is.
And we're live.
Yes, we are.
You okay?
Yeah, I just got a dry eye.
I got water right here. Want me to dump some water in it?
No, that's all right.
You said you have a dry eye.
No, it's normal.
Okay. It's normal. You sure it's normal?
Yeah, it's normal for me.
Okay. Well, I'm happy you say it's normal. It must be normal.
It is.
A dry eye is normal?
Well, not in a good sense, but it's something that I deal with, so.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this? Well, here it is. What the hell is today's date? 23rd?
Yeah.
Fucking August is almost over.
Yeah, I know. 23rd, yeah. Because next weekend's Labor Day weekend.
Right, which means return to the NFL season.
Yay.
You're not happy about the NFL season?
Yeah. I just know my...
You put your phone away from you.
I have a bad link. I need a new one. Help.
Oh, shoot. Hang on one moment. Excuse me, I need you. No, I don't need you to spin. I need you to fucking copy. And replace that. It was probably because I was pressing under fucking buttons today. You're using different stuff. She sent shit out, which I shouldn't have been doing. I should just do normal shit like you're supposed to, Scott. Paste. Go in here. Grab the phone. Yeah. That's the only problem about having focus on your phone during the show is that I don't get no notifications.
I know.
Oh, shit. Wrong one. Oh, actually, no, this one.
We're getting you help here, Luna girl. Scott's going to send you another link here. Hello, Hector.
Yeah, just talk to the people, Kim.
So give us time here. We're getting everything set up. We're doing everything live, you know.
It wouldn't be Tuesday night if we didn't fuck something up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. You're welcome, Luna girl.
Put this over to Discord. Sent.
Okay, Luna girl, it's sent through Discord.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Luna girl.
Yeah, it's only giving me the same one. Otherwise, I'll have to recreate the whole show. Hang on a minute. Let's see if this works.
Yeah, try the one.
It might have just been the way I
copied
it. I don't know.
All right, go ahead and try it, Luna girl, and see if the one on Discord will work. Still bad link.
Try the very, not the picture. Whoops. But try that. See if you can get it. Because I click on it and it works. But otherwise, then we'll just go on. We'll just, if it don't, then we'll just run with it. Because obviously, Apple and Discord and StreamYard are all being jerk site.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it only gives you one link for the show.
I know.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. It's an old link.
You gotta love them to do this shit live.
I know.
You got notes?
Yeah, I got the notes. Let me
go see. Why is this not fucking talking to each other?
I don't know. Let me go ahead.
Let me shut focus off.
Okay, so let me go ahead because that should be. I gotta go under used and abused here.
Right.
Live links here.
Why is that? Wait a minute. Why do I have live links and links? All right, hey, woman girl, I fucked it up. All right.
Yeah, because I don't even have my link on here.
No, because see, Apple changed. There it is right there. Apple changed shit on the Mac. That now notes don't look like it just automatically pops up notes. It don't give you the folders.
Oh, well, that's
where
not
I have
good.
Like this, where I have multiple folders. Last night. God damn it. There. Let's try this shit again. Fuck.
I got the.
All right. That changed it?
Yes, it did change it because it ends in 7-3 now.
All right. Live links. try this one.
Oh, copy. Now it just updated mine.
Well, that's good.
So,
all right, here we go again.
Try this one more time.
As soon as I sent there, sent.
All right, it's sent. Now try it one more time, Luna girl, and see if you can get in. Sorry Jesus. About all this.
God damn, you think we've been gone for 3 months the way I'm going tonight?
There's the link.
There we go. All righty. Ah, hell yeah. We haven't even jumped into the show yet. Let's bring her in for a minute.
Yes, let's do.
Yes. Yes. Oh, hello, friends. How are you guys?
Better now.
Great.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on here? Why didn't you give me a new link? Like, really?
I don't know. I'm like, this is an old link. And then you sent it, and it was like the same old link.
I know.
Like, oh, no.
I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So it's like, tell me just try this. And then realize, oh, wait a minute. That's right. Apple, when they did their last update, screwed notes up on the computer. And so right. It don't look like it does on, or like it used to, where I would have all my folders. So like use and views folder would be in one place. So obviously I just grabbed whoever said, link, shove it in there.
Yeah.
Not realizing it was a different folder.
We did it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it on the screen, you know, where it says copy the clipboard. I'm like,
yeah,
it is a different link. What the hell? It's not the same one that's in here. What is going on? So then I thought maybe it was my, you know, focus and shit, because normally on show days, about 1:30, from 1:30 to 5, I run the focus. Mm-hmm. So I don't get no notifications or whatnot. I don't get no text messages and shit. Just that way I don't have to worry about, like, you know, like Mr. Roskin constantly answering phone robocalls on the show.
Right. Well, that explains why you didn't hear my text. So we're all good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, because I mean, it goes all the way through the computer, mm-hmm. through my watch and the phone. So yeah, I don't get no notifications about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, damn. But yeah. Anyways. All right, we got you working.
We're good now. Yay.
And you sound good. You sound good. So as y'all know, we just did a live sound check.
Doing it live.
Doing it live. I wish I had that button. Doing it live. Fuck it. All right, let's go. We'll go ahead and get on the other side of the show. Hell, I'll just keep you.
Got it.
What the hell? Let's just do this.
Sounds good.
Welcome to Use and Abuse. I'm Scott.
I'm Kim.
And this is episode 166. We titled it Waterfalls, but it's pretty much still with the monsoon chill stream.
Well, with monsoon season, you can go up any canyon and find the waterfalls, so.
Okay, so yesterday while you're working, we got no storms yesterday. Beautiful day, finally.
Finally, yes.
And for some reason, I heard something somewhere. And somebody said something about waterfalls, and all of a sudden I thought of the TLC song. But at the same time, I'm like, don't go chasing waterfalls. Just wait for monsoon season in Arizona.
Yeah, you get plenty of waterfalls.
And so I went back and did it, Kim. She just started busting up laughing. I'm like, okay. But yeah, no. But here we are. Just not true.
I'm currently looking to see. Oh, it was released in 1995.
Yep. So
wondering if that was a 94 song.
Not really. Wow, 95. Jeez.
95. Yeah. Oh my gosh, those sidebar boys are gonna have me sing 94.
94. I know. And it's like, it doesn't matter like what year they or what number they say in the 90s, they always hit the button. 94.
Oh, yep.
Well, heck, we got Yuri on. Let's go ahead and let's just jump into Red 5.
Let's do it. Does Kim want to do housekeeping first?
You want to jump in Red 5 and then do housekeeping?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's jump into Red 5.
All right, let's do the Red 5 schedule coming up this week. Coming up later tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern is Rogue One Radio. Our friend Steve, DJ, and Nicole, personally my little ray of sunshine, will be covering Journey to Andor, the heroes of Rogue One. That should be pretty exciting. They put up a Twitter poll. If you haven't done it yet, scoot over to Twitter, look it up. And they want to know who your hero was from the Star Wars movie Rogue One. They'll be going over the results tonight on the show. Tomorrow, Wednesday, usually at 7 p.m. Eastern, would be the ATSW, the Escape Pod Boys, Brady, Don, and DB. However, they are on summer hiatus. They will be back in September. They've got a whole bunch of stuff going on, whether it be work or moving or going on a cruise. So those boys are on their official vacation. If you miss them, go catch them on your favorite podcatcher, or you can hear them on YouTube and watch some old shows and laugh and pretend like you're right there in the live chat with them again. At 9:30 on Wednesday night, 9:30 Eastern, would be Red 5 Gaming with host Extra Techie. He'll be doing chat games, chat interactive games. Anybody can play. All you have to do is go to Red 5 Network Gaming on Twitch and follow the directions that Extra Techie gives us. Last week we played Go Fish and then we wrapped it up with some Quiplash from Jackbox Games. Always a good time. Always lots of fun. Always 18 and above to play. At 11 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, Wednesday, would be Sarlacc Digest. And the boys over on the West Coast are going to be talking about Star Wars, as always. Always a great time. If you love Star Wars, go check them out. I can't recommend them highly enough. I love those guys. Thursday, we don't really have anything going on. However, Friday, August 26th, new time, 9 p.m. Eastern, is the Red 5 Tavern. The Red 5 Tavern this week switches back over to Devil's Bargain with Dungeon Master Brad. It is the Red 5's own Dungeons & Dragons game. A lot of us nerds are in it. This week, we will have Grant, a.k.a. Kazara. We will have Dragon Buddy, a.k.a. Ursk. We will have Warbear, a.k.a. Eldron. We will have Josh, Sith Care Bear, a.k.a. Hans. And me, Kaylisha. We will be the players. We'll see what the Dungeon Master has us doing this week. But we're all starting back in the longhouse, so anything can happen. On Saturday, and that would be August the 27th at 6 p.m. Eastern time, we have Stranger Things Has Happened, and that is a show. It's the newest of the Red 5 shows, hosted by myself and my co-host Don Della Snooch from the Escape Pod. We will be discussing the exciting, so suspenseful episode 7 of season 1 of Stranger Things. We have never seen these shows before. This is our first run through with the series. And as you can probably tell, I watched episode 7 today. Snooch and I will be recording tonight so that we will be all prepared for the live chat on Saturday. Again, that's 6 p.m. Eastern at Stranger Things Has Happened. Give us a sub, please. At 8 p.m. again on Saturday night, we have Scarif Live coming at you. They are reviewing She-Hulk, and they will be reviewing episode 2 of the brand new series. It was great last week. Last week they had Andrew from the Science Fictionary as their special guest. It was amazing. Give it a watch. You're going to love it. Following Scarif Live is Scarif After Dark with my homegirl, Shanti, Madame Chantal, and she will be having Sith Care Pair Josh on as her special guest, and they're going to talk about cosplay, not just for Comic-Cons. Ooh, that's going to be sultry. So tune in. I'll be in the live chat. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. On Sunday, we have two shows. They are both tentative. At 6 p.m. Eastern, Red 5 Gaming usually is Star Wars The Old Republic with myself, with General Shinobi, with The Mandalorian, with 97 Bravo. And it's tentative right now. It hasn't been confirmed just yet, so pay attention to the socials, and of course, I will post a promo about that. So, also tentatively at 7 p.m. Eastern is Comics and Cosmetics. Again, not confirmed just yet, still on the tentative side. So, again, keep an eye on those socials. In personal news, we have our friends, Bronco Fett and Orange Jacket Guy, with the Orange and Fett Show on Spotify. They just put out today episode 46, Rusty Shackleford, which I don't know what that is, but I'll check it out. Their show is on Spotify, so go give them a follow and ding their notifications, and that'll let you know whenever they put out a new show. We don't have anything new from our friends over at Layman's Terms. We also don't have anything new from our friends over at Swede Studios, although I know he's working on something. It just hasn't happened just yet. I just got a special delivery that I'll show you in just 1 second. And I also need to mention next Monday, the Sidebar Cantina, my home base, my boys, Dave and Jason are covering the music of 1994. And you know what that means? Whenever we cover a music category of a certain year over at the Sidebar Cantina, we are making a mixtape. I break it down into categories for you. Today, I want you to give me all of your favorite pop songs from either released in the year 1994 or have made the charts in 1994, and I will put it on our 1994 mixtape over on Spotify. Tomorrow, we are going to be doing a brand new category I think we should have some fun with, and that would be soundtracks of 1994. Coming up through the week, we will have rap categories, hip-hop, rock, grunge alternative, and an anything goes. Have fun with me. DM me on the socials. Follow the Sidebar Cantina on the socials. You know, hit it up under a post, whatever you want. But we're going to have a lot of fun making this. We always do. And there will be games this weekend. There will be guessing games and our weekly game of this and that. So tune into the socials. And Scott and Kim, that's all I have for your reads this week. And
thank
DB
you very
just
much.
Brought me a special.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, let me put you back in solo mode.
Is it pink Ahsoka?
Oh.
So pink.
Yeah.
What did I do to deserve a pink Ahsoka?
Nice.
Oh, I love her.
Uh-huh.
She's holding a heart.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, Dragon Buddy. I don't know what I did to get this, but I love it. Thank
that
you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. There you go, DB. Good job.
So, any questions with the reads this week? Anything that I can help you out with or maybe answer if I wasn't too clear?
No, I think you're perfectly clear.
Excellent.
I love it. I love the reads. I love having you on to give the reads.
I love the Red 5 Network. Follow the Red 5 Network at bio.link/Red5. Follow the Red 5 Network Gaming Crew at bio.link/Red5Gaming.
That's what I keep forgetting to make.
Yes, we need to add
that.
I just realized
that. Like, looking here, going, wait a minute, I've got that one. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't have the gaming one yet.
No, you need to get the gaming one in there.
But you know what, while you're still here?
Yeah.
We, Red 5 Network, because it is part of the Red 5 Network, we did have one big special new announcement this week.
We do. We have a friend who is expecting a new baby.
Okay.
Is that the announcement?
Nope, that's not the one I got.
Oh!
Okay.
Our friend Grant from over at Dork Wars is expecting his first child. So that's
right on.
Oh, are you talking about
2022
Parsec Fan Awards?
Yep.
Yes.
It shows you when I'm normally, even though I don't chat a lot in our Red 5 chat, if I'm near my phone or whatnot or not busy, I will keep up with what's going on.
Of course.
Per it. But then when I'm away, I know before I would try to read like back from Friday, like the last time I checked, like, okay, let me scroll back through to the top and read everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, wait, this takes forever.
But
congratulations, Grant.
Yeah.
Yes, congratulations to Grant. You might know Grant best from Dork Wars, the podcast, on your favorite podcatcher. He is also Kazara the Harangon on the Red 5 Tavern. He is the giant bunny man.
Yes.
Yeah. But the 2022 Parsec Fan Awards are now open. They would like to know your nominations from August 1st of 2021 through July 1st of 2022. There is a video. We've shared it. You can find it on Red 5. You can find it on the Parsec Fan Awards. You can find it on the Used and Abused social. You can find it on the Sidebar Cantina socials. Just about all the Red Fivers have shared it. Go find it. It is a quick video. It has a list of everything that they want your nominations for. They are going to compile all of these nominations and make ballots, which will probably be out in September sometime so that you can vote on the favorites that you guys picked. So have fun. This is totally a fan awards thing. So have fun with it. Exactly. You know, let your voice be heard. Who do you think was the best in adventure, fantasy, and science fiction this past year? You know, now's the time to say something. What's your favorite toy? They want to know what your favorite toy is. Yeah. You know, this is something we can all talk about. So have fun.
You okay? You're reading the chat.
I am reading the chat.
Okay.
I'll get there, chat. Hi, friends.
Yeah, no, I mean, I look at it like last year.
Yeah.
It came in just right after we joined the Red 5 Network.
Yeah.
So, and then I was... Me and her were talking like back and forth whether or not we wanted to do anything. Then we finally decided to do it, do something. And that's when I grabbed the 3 Star Wars comics from the DVDs I bought years ago and like used them as a prop.
Yeah.
You know, and for the heck of it, because I saw all this stuff about the tax station theme with Roe in the script thing. I was like, oh, heck, I'm going to mention something. You know, it doesn't say to mention anything.
Yeah. We had the best time.
We did. I mean, it was fun. I mean, and then sitting there and watching the show live, you know, with what everybody did, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, and Roe you know, they did such a great job putting that together last year.
They put hours upon hours upon hours into that last year. All of the Red Five podcasts got together and we presented the awards or did little skits. Cam kind of took things over a little bit. And I believe Bub was there too. So yeah, this is the start of it though. First they need to know who you nominate. Right. Then they make the ballots. Then you vote. And then we have the award ceremony in November. So exactly. Stay tuned. Be a part of this. You know, it is so much fun to be a part of this.
It is. It is. I mean, and speaking of Cam, I just happened today to see on TikTok his multiple Cam clones getting fired pretty much. Getting released, I should say.
Released
with Order 99.
Yeah. With follow Cam Ray Semi Productions on all the platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. I'm sure there's a Facebook, but I'm not very active on Facebook, so I don't know for sure. But he is hilarious.
I honestly don't think most of us are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I get on there here and there. But even though I'm not that, I mean, mostly anything gets put on, like, the Use and Abuse Facebook page is coming from Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, yeah, so, but, yeah, no, and, again, thank you for all the hard work you do for not only the Red Five Network, but, I mean, also Sidebar Cantina and the Escape Pod. I mean, I know there's people, like, earlier today, I won't bring up any names, but there was a chat about different personalities and whatnot, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, that is why if I, like, if we ever, like, create two more podcasts or whatnot, we would not have them add, I mean, even if we were part of the Red Five Network, I would not have those accounts added into the Red Five chat itself.
Right, right.
Because otherwise, I mean, and I mean, you've done it multiple times, you know, where you think you're coming under Sidebar, but you're actually coming under the Escape Pod. No, that's not done.
I've done that before. I have seven Twitters now, and only one of them is mine, and that is the one that I rarely ever go on.
Oh, God.
Seven Twitters, four Instagrams, three Facebooks. No, four Facebooks. Yeah, I think four Facebooks. Three TikToks. No, four TikToks and a Discord.
Dang. At least there's only one Discord.
Yeah, thank God for that. Because everybody's on Discord.
Just multiple channels in the Discord.
yeah. But that is purely for my own fun. So.
Right. Exactly.
Sometimes I go there to hide.
Steve's seven Twitters. yes, but thank you
so much. You're
had
welcome.
A great time recording tonight with Dawn.
Yes, we're going to be recording chapter 7.
That's awesome.
You will totally see all of my enthusiasm coming up on Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern on Stranger Things Has Happened.
Exactly. I love the show. I love it. I love what you guys are doing.
Yes.
I mean, And I mean, it was because you guys, I started watching it.
Aw, thank you.
And then I made the decision. She's like, well, what do you think about me? And I'm like, no.
No.
You have enough friggin' nightmares as it is. I don't need you having extra nightmares.
This was totally Don's creation. It was because of Don that I said, hey, I never watched it either. I'll watch it with you. And he said, you want to come on as a guest? And I said, sure, why not? And then he's like, you want to be a co-host? And I'm like, sure, why not? We'll go on the adventure together.
Exactly.
So
and it's awesome.
On the adventure. But this is his baby. I got to give him full credit. If it wasn't for him, Dragon Buddy would still be nagging me to watch it because he has for years. Sorry, baby.
Oh, Lord. And then, Well, hopefully we're home this Sunday and we all can get together because that was fun. Great. A week ago, Sunday, but the week before playing Battlefront 2 with y'all. I had a blast doing that.
We played Battlefront under Dragon Buddy's Twitch, and it was me, you, Dragon Buddy, and Brady. And we had we played for almost 2 hours. And when Brady said it was time to go, and I'm like, it just started. And I looked at the clock, and DB was like, it's been 2 hours.
I know, right?
Whoa.
I know. I can't believe that. So, 2 hours went by. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Next time we got to get Mr. Roskam to play with us.
I agree.
Mr. Roskam. We'll try to get some Dave going on in there. And we'll play 6-on-6 or something.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah. Or 3-on-3. Something like that.
Three on three.
Anyways, you guys have a great show.
We will. We're just going to talk about whatever. I got a few news items to talk about and whatnot.
Excellent.
And we're just going to have a little fun.
Are you going to talk about the House of Dragons?
Did we watch it on Sunday? We have not seen that yet. Oh, so. But then again, we have it. We've got rid of most of our cable.
Right.
Still kept basic. So I haven't subscribed yet to HBO Max.
Okay. Talk that away. Yeah. Do you still have Disney Plus?
Still have Disney Plus.
She-Hulk wasn't terrible.
We actually watched it last night.
We did.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're not going to go deep dive or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Mainly because, for me, it wasn't I knew nothing about She-Hulk going into any of this.
Right.
So I didn't read the comic. I wasn't a big comic book reader back in the day. Mm-hmm. I owned we found them 4 comic books over time.
Right, right.
And the only one I can't find, or I guess it would be 5. The only one I can't find is the one Star Wars one I bought, and that's the only one I can't find. Otherwise, I've got my Star Trek one, I've got the Beetlejuice one, a Guns N' Roses comic, and then something else. I don't remember. So, but yeah, but no, thank you again for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And as soon as I knew we were running a little bit behind and mm-hmm. the link was working and stuff, I figured what the heck would just get you going, get you.
Sounds good.
Get you through to read. Yeah, wait. When you gotta go, you can go.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
Have a great
night. Guys, I'll see you next week.
Yes. Have a great week.
Bye.
See you in the chats. Okay. Always fun having Luna Girl on to give the reads.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's go ahead and.
You're gonna read off the chat?
Yeah.
All right. Read off the chat. Who's in the chat?
Okay, so
we got a bunch of people in the chat.
We do. We have Hectalorian. We have DB. Of course, we have Luna Girl. We have Jason. We have
Roskam.
Yes. We have Nicole.
94.
Yes, we have Nicole from Rogue One Radio, as well as Steve from Rogue One Radio. We also had Andrew from Science Fictionary / Coruscant Underground Radio pop in. And let's see. Yeah.
Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome.
Like we said just a few minutes ago, this is just pretty much another monsoon chill stream. Just because you never know. Luckily, the last 2 days, actually even last week, we've been lucky with our monsoons here. Thank goodness. I know the rest of the state's kind of blowing up here and there. I'm right now, let me see how well I can put this on screen, but the little blue, it's not showing up very. Anyways, dot down in the very bottom corner, that's us, and stuff's blowing up northeast of us. And if I put it in motion, I can figure out which way this stuff's traveling. Of course, so it's traveling southwest, so. Now, the question is, what time of night we eventually get hit?
Uh-huh.
Or does everything just kind of go fizzle out and we don't get nothing?
Yeah.
Which is what I'm hoping for.
Yes, exactly. Same here.
Anyways, let's go ahead and get on with the business part.
Yep.
Or, yes, Kim's housekeeping. I hit that wrong button. Let's do it.
Yes.
I'll have to skip a few things, but that's okay.
That's fine.
Ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Positive?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you to our Patreons, Luna Girl, Dragon Buddy, Don Dill, Schnooch, Sulski, Nicholas Schaefer, Hannah, Mikey, Brinley, and Case.
You like to join our Patreon? Go to patreon.com/usedabusedpod.
Search for Used and Abused Pod today on all your favorite podcasting apps, including Apple, Google, Audible, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.
Don't forget to smash that like button. And if you're new to the channel, click subscribe and then click that bell to be notified when we go live.
You can find Used and Abused Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You can email us at usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. That and is spelled out A-N-D.
Yes. Also, our website is usedabusedpod.com. There you can find all links to all of our episodes, link to our YouTube videos, replays of our live shows, link to our merch store, and link to our Patreon under the donate button.
You can leave us a message and also click subscribe to be notified by email when new audio-only episodes are available.
And if you want to call and leave us a message, you can call us at 928-719-0749.
Go to tpublic.com, search for Used Abused Pod, all lowercase, for our merch store. There are t-shirts, tank top, hoodies, face masks, onesies, coffee mugs, and etc. And still the only two designs, so I apologize.
We need to really update that.
I'm waiting for Kim to update that.
Okay, I will work on it.
You have no access to it.
No, I don't. We are a proud member of the Red 5 Network. Go to red5.com to find...
Red5.com?
Or red5network.com to find
See,
more...
See, I told you, there was spots I was supposed to skip, and we didn't do it. But yeah, we are. But yeah, go to red5network.com. And like was just mentioned during the reads, also go to bio.link/red5.
And then the gaming is bio.link/red5gaming. And
all right. I gotta get where we're at here. There we go. As a reminder, all links are in the show notes, pinned to the top of our Twitter page, and go to bio.link/usedabusedpod.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll take you to all of ours. And as always, we want to give a shout out to Southern Nevada.
Yes.
And that was Joker voice, as always. And always, hashtag keep talking. Anyways, let's rock and roll. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's have some fun.
Let's do.
Hey, Nicholas. BYT.
Hi.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into a little bit of the news. Okay. The news portion is usually sometimes where Kim gets pissy. Mm-hmm. If I've chosen something that will make her pissed.
Okay.
So I got to take glasses off because I can't read my phone. Yeah. Problem about that. All right. Anyways, Jamie Lee Curtis announced on her Instagram Tuesday that Halloween Ends will be available on Peacock when it premieres in theaters. Halloween Ends will release date and date on Jesus Christ. I don't know. These new people only read their own fucking articles. Anyways, it will be released on October 14th. In the video, Curtis said that the decision was based on the release of last year's Halloween Kills. Because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Universal released their film on Peacock as well as theaters. Curtis said that Kills had so much success, both theatrically and on streaming, that they're going to do it again for the conclusion of the trilogy. Halloween Kills opened to $50.4 million in theaters and totaled $131 million worldwide. And I quote, "We discovered that there are people who want to go out to the theater and scream their guts out, and other people who want to stay at home and scream their guts out." End quote. Really?
Sorry, I was reaching for my phone.
Curtis said. Birthdays.
All right, let's see. Who's
those born on this date, according to this article, under the sign of Virgo.
Yes.
They include French King Louis, son of a gun. I hate fucking Roman numerals. 16?
Let me see.
In 1754.
Yes.
Dancer, actor, director Gene Kelly, 1912. Baseball Hall of Fame member George Kell in 1922. Actor Vera Mills, 1929. age 93. One thing I learned about with this one here is that they're still alive. They actually give their current age.
Wow, awesome.
This one's a cool one here. How about this one? I know under now it's no longer actor, actresses, they're all actors. Mm-hmm. But actor Barbara Eden, 1931, age 91.
Wow.
Jeannie is still alive.
Yes, she is.
Political comedian Mark Russell in 1932, age 90. Football Hall of Fame member Sonny Jurgensen in 1934, age 88. Drummer Keith Moon in 1946. Actor Shelley Long in 1949, age 73.
Wow.
Senior actor Rick Springfield in 1949, age 73.
Nice.
Jordan's Queen Noor in 1951, age 71. Actor Jay Moore in 1970, age 52. Actor Reaver Phoenix in 1970. Actor Scott Conn in 1976, age 46. Good Lord, Scott. Read what you wrote. No, I didn't write it. I just copied it. Pro basketball star Kobe Bryant in 1978.
Wow.
Actor Andrew Reynolds in 1978, age 44. Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Natalie Coughlin in 1982, age 40. TV personality, drag queen singer Trixie Mattel in 1989, age 33. And rapper Lil Yachty in 1997, age 25. Happy birthday to y'all.
Yes.
And then last but not least in the news, let's talk a little sports.
Okay.
Let's see what Kim thinks of this. University of Alabama.
Okay.
That's the Crimson Tide, Kim.
Yes,
I know. Was a team last week you tried to say was going to play themselves in the fucking national championship.
Yes.
Agreed to add 1 year to Nick Saban's contract, give the football coach a raise. By the way, the school announced that today. The school system trustees compensation committee voted to approve the deal Tuesday afternoon in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Saban, who agreed to an 8-year, $84.8 million contract extension last summer, is now under contract until he is 78 years old. His pack is now worth $93.6 million. Saban is set to make an average of $11.7 million per year under the new terms of his new extension. He will also receive a base salary of $305,000 annually, in addition to a talent fee. His talent fee in the first year of the contract will be $9.6 million and will increase every year to a maximum of $12.4 million in the final year of the deal. Saban's talent fee for 2021 campaign was $8.43 million. Cat got your tongue?
Yes, cat's got my tongue. God damn, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, but he's a football coach.
I know. And all I have to say is, okay, they're going to be the next national champions from now until...
I don't mean... Hey, just because I pay a guy don't mean they're going to be national champions.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, you know how good he coaches.
I'm not a good coach. I don't mean they're going to be national champions.
Well, they have been in the past.
Well, that's in the past.
Who says they're not going to continue their run?
Well, you never know. I mean, they could...
Unless some team's smart enough to go up against them and play and beat their asses.
Well, it also depends on whether or not he has to worry about.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Golfers! You great kid, not golfers! The little brown furry rodents!
We can do that. Hey. We don't even have to have a reason.
Do it, man.
All right, let's do the same thing, but with gophers.
Gosh.
It's not my fault nobody can understand what you're saying.
There we go. Rogo and Radio says this year's national champions will be Ball State University.
Okay.
I almost wanted to hear that one. Wasn't really good timing for it, but I just wanted to hit it. Just because.
I know.
Just because.
I know.
Anyways, so how you been doing? How's your week since last time we were on?
It has been nothing but busy.
Well, yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Well, I mean, at least, you know, I mean, you could have this problem, I think.
Our idea that tomorrow's bring your pet to work day is cancelled following last year's tragic crate dragon incident.
I mean,
that's true. That's absolutely true.
I mean, that's a bad fucking day.
Yeah, that is a bad fucking day.
Oh, Lord. All right. You want to talk about, well, hell, we watched She-Hulk last night.
Yes, we did.
And your first impression?
Sorry, that was my favorite
they
part.
They can't see what the hell you're doing.
I liked it.
Right, but why don't you show the people what you were doing?
I was just going like this because he went like this to her, and she kept going like this to him.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. No, I enjoyed it, but I mean, I went in with no preconceived or no knowledge of any other She-Hulks or any knowledge of She-Hulk itself.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was with you. I didn't even know if she existed.
Well, and like I was mentioning earlier, when we had Lunar Girl on, you know, a lot of that is because I went back into the Marvel app and realized, well, look, 1980, they brought She-Hulk out in comics. Okay, well, even in 1980, I was not a huge comic book fan.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do, well, 80, actually, yeah, 80, I wouldn't even know where to go get them at that time.
Okay.
You know, and then 81, we moved back to Battle Mountain, Nevada,
that point,
and
you're...
that's a small town. Yeah. I mean, they did have, one of our local grocery stores did have a comic book store,
uh-huh,
or comics in it,
but
it just
much.
Didn't really, I really just didn't go to the comics, you know, it wasn't like my thing, you know. But,
Oh, the Red 5 Network's in here, too.
Well, hello there.
So.
Cool. But, yeah, no, I enjoyed the show. I laughed. It was friggin' hilarious.
Oh, it was.
I enjoyed it.
Especially at the end.
Right. You know, afterwards we got done, you brought up a few things that you had seen online.
Yeah.
You know, about whether, yeah, you know, like, well, her, because, you know, Hulk, when he hulks up, or Bruce Banner hulks up, he loses his clothing but his pants.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? They want her walking around topless? I mean, sure, if it wasn't on Disney and it was on HBO, I'd be down with it.
Well, hey, you got to save the heels.
I did like that.
I did too.
The I like heels. This outfit. Yeah. But no, I did enjoy it. I'm actually kind of intrigued for Thursday night.
Yeah.
To see it.
Well, yeah.
You know? And the funny part is because we have only watched up through Thor in the MCU, right?
Yeah, we have.
So I've only seen the one dude, the first guy that played Hulk.
Is it Ro that's under the Red 5 Network?
Yeah. Usually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Ro.
All right. Well,
I mean,
he put Spanish in here. Buenos amigo D. Yeah.
And at that moment, that's when Kim just, in her brain, it just goes.
Yes, crickets. I will admit, I have crickets today. So there, I do have crickets.
And DB saying he kind of enjoyed She-Hulk. Never thought I would, but it hits right for me. Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but when she
BYT
got.
BYT enjoyed it too.
Huh?
BYT enjoyed it too.
Cool. Yeah, there you go. Backyard Darth really enjoys She-Hulk. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so let me. Okay, so I didn't get into the whole Marvel craze.
Yeah.
I watched Spider-Man 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Watched X-Men 1 and 2.
Yes.
Then I watched all the Wolverine origin stories, whatever the hell they had.
That was Wolverine Origins, the Wolverine, Logan.
There's a fucking microphone for a reason.
If
you're going to talk to me, then you got to move the microphone and then turn your head.
Well, I'm just saying there's the Wolverine Origins, The Wolverine, Logan, and I can't remember the other ones, but yeah, they're all pretty good.
Oh, God, yeah.
So is X-Men 1, 2, and 3, X-Men First Class, X-Men Future Past, Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, all of them are really good. What?
No, Ro just said. Rose saying it didn't know what to expect in the show, but I was thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm just laughing because I'm just waiting for Kim to go, is that Rose 2 under Scarif?
No, if it's under Scarif, I know who it is.
I was waiting for it. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, but he goes under two banners. I know him as under Scarif, okay?
He is the Red Five Network.
I know he is.
He's the Scuttle Daddy.
Yes, he is.
The Podfather for a fucking reason.
Yes.
Anyways. But yeah, no, so for me, Steve, going back to why I got so far behind or why I'm not up to date with current Marvel. And so when Iron Man, it just didn't, when I saw the trailer, I'm like, okay. It just didn't grab me. It didn't say, and maybe also because I've been burned so many times by DC up to that point.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying the Batman Begins, you know, that era was bad.
Uh-huh.
The first two, you know, only the two Tim Burton Batmans were good.
Yes,
we won't go into Schumachers.
No, we won't.
But we won't. I did like the Batman Begins, mm-hmm. where it starts, the Batman Begins.
Yes.
That trilogy, Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy, yeah.
You know, I ended up liking those. But then again, I didn't go back in, like, when the rest of the stuff started happening with DC, where you had, you know, the Justice Leagues and Batman versus Superman and all that stuff. I've been burned so many times by DC with Superman.
Yeah.
And really, I guess it was one time. Anyways, superhero movies just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
At the time.
Good point, BYT. He says, if you want to know more about the She-Hulk comics and cosmetics did a great breakdown on it.
There we go. See?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So check out.
Definitely check comics. Check comics and cosmetics out, too.
Because Dani is part of the Red Five Network.
She is.
Hector made DB dust off the Spanish say texting. Keeps me honest, LOL. Had to learn AKA
El Queso Grande.
God, good job, Kim.
So.
I don't speak English. What was that saying? Oh, but yeah, you know. So because of that, then I go up for my grandson's birth.
Yes.
Which he'll be
2 in January.
Right. So almost two years ago, my son-in-law, my future son-in-law at the time, now son-in-law, put on Captain Marvel,
yeah.
Endgame.
Endgame, yeah.
And of course, I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, and that's where you had to watch.
So at that moment there, I'm like, I talked to her. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. They got this Marvel 23 movie thing. I'm going to order it while I'm not home.
Uh-huh.
I'd let you know when it comes. So you can grab it, get it off the doorstep so nobody steals it.
Exactly.
And we're slowly making our way through it.
We are. I've watched a little more, but I haven't watched them in like
order. Well, in the order that we've been told to watch them in,
yeah. But I've watched other Marvel movies.
Which is pretty much the way this DVD or Blu-ray is set up, minus switching to Endgame and then Far From Home.
Yes.
But we're only looking into getting on Apple TV,
yeah.
Anyways, they have the 8 movie Spider-Man series on there. It's got the original 3 from Tobey Maguire.
And then when it starts with the new one, the Far From Home.
Because you got the next ones after that.
Yeah.
The next two, and then it gets, then you get into the current guy playing Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's before the, it's got not only the Tom Holland Spider-Man, but it's got the one that played Spider-Man before Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
That's fine.
But yeah. Because we were looking at it the other night. Just watched our
you got a special retrospect. They'll get you cut off. Okay.
All right. Will do.
But yeah, so I've been wanting, and actually I've enjoyed so far. I've enjoyed all the movies we've watched.
Oh, the ones I got to watch, I thoroughly loved them.
None of them is pissing me off. Oh wait, we're not in the pissed off section yet. I haven't been pissed, so I got another thing that's pissing me off. Anyways, we enjoyed She-Hulk. We're probably going to continue watching it.
Yes.
Or if we don't, it's because we're going to try to get everything. We're going to go through the Rogue One retrospective.
Yes.
And see your retrospective so we can get caught up.
Exactly.
Then we'll watch it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Andor's getting closer.
Yes, it is. And I believe just a little piece of information. I believe if I read, and Nicole and Steve, you can correct me on this, but I believe they're starting their journey to Andor tonight on their show. I think Kelly mentioned it too in the Red 5 breakdown.
Did you not listen?
So. Oh.
Yeah. Read right.
Yeah, Journey to Andor, the heroes of Rogue One. Yeah. See?
At 8 p.m. Eastern.
At 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tonight.
So drop by and give them a like
and watch the show.
And subscribe to their channel.
Exactly. And click the bell and be notified.
Exactly.
Because, you know what? We are the Tuesday night shows.
Yes.
We try to be. Anyways, I'm going to look something up because something's been pissing me off.
Okay.
So Mr. Roskam announced yesterday during their show that he's got two extra tickets to Andor that he's not going to be, to Rogue One that he's not going to be using. And so he reached out to one, like, God, if I was only closer. But what's pissing me off is the fact that we are not getting shit here. What?
Rogue One Radio asks, are you going to start a You Know What Grinds My Gear segment?
Well, if that's what we're starting, then that's what we're starting, because what's grinding my goddamn gears is the fact that Rogue One Radio... yeah, what's grinding my goddamn gears is Rogue One Radio is not going to be live at my damn local theater.
No, wrong. No.
No, that freaking re-release of fucking Rogue One's not in our theater.
I know.
That's this Friday.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Like, fuck it. I want to go see that.
Yeah.
So, guess who ends up? Polish off the DVD.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, wait. I guess we got Disney Plus. I guess could watch it on that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's grinding my gears today.
Okay.
Still grinding my gears since they announced it.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Redonkulous?
It is. Because it's like, okay, it's one big freaking company. But yet they only go ahead and just go select theaters. So.
Right. I mean, they're just going to big markets. I mean,
you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything at all.
You didn't do nothing, man. You did nothing. But you know what? It's probably, I mean, it don't take much to get her going.
No, it don't.
I mean, just ask DB.
Yeah.
Dragon Buggy can probably get her going right now if he just types a couple things in the chat.
Don't even go there because it will get me going.
And just so everybody knows, it's going to include sports. But yeah, we can just get Kim going really quick.
Yeah.
Ain't that hard.
No, it's really not.
I know it's not.
But it's stupid that one company only picks certain theaters to rerun stuff. It's really?
They're just picking bigger markets. I mean, you know, we only have 100,000 people here, so it's not enough.
Right now.
Well, right, but the snowbirds will not be here by the time.
Well, no,
but this little run. I mean, if it was if they were holding Andor until friggin' November.
Yeah, then they had run it.
Then, yeah, it would probably get picked up here because then we got over 200,000 people here.
Yeah, which I don't think is fair.
Well, God damn it. Now you got that movie stuck in my head.
What movie?
You just said you don't think it's fair, right? And all of a sudden, boom, I just popped in my head and went, fair is fair. Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was, that's a good movie.
With Helen Slater.
Oh, I can't remember.
The other guy just went blank in my head. He played in Heathers. He was a reporter in Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah.
He was in Young Guns 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anyways, my eyes went blank.
Yeah. Poof.
Yeah. At that moment here, it just went poof, 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 poof. And it, that I don't even have a good soundbite for that one.
No.
I do when I fuck up.
Yeah, I know.
Which was really what I should have done when the link didn't work to Kelly. I should have hit this one.
Please, please, please get your shit together.
That's true.
But yeah. Anyways. You got anything to add this week?
No.
You got nothing.
Nothing but been a crazy damn week.
Nothing but a crazy damn week.
Of course, we did have a little bit of fun outside the house this weekend.
We went to a friend's house and swam.
Swam, yeah. Love their pool.
Got out a bit, got away from the house, got away from
which was
monsoons.
Good.
Oh, you know what? You know what story we didn't friggin' tell?
What? Are you telling? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's kind of under what the hell we've been up to.
Yeah, that's true.
And it fucking happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Okay. So, backstory. So, you know your fill valve thing for your toilet? Well, that motherfucker started squealing. I mean, squealing like a motherfucker.
Yes, it did.
And it was to the point where if we couldn't get it changed before today's show, I knew it would come across the microphones and it wasn't going to do the show with it.
But he said that we were
going to... Wait. To buy it, we get the new valve on Friday.
Which I put myself on 3 days off.
Well, yeah. You asked for some time off, get away from the...
Get away from the hectic work, hectic...
Your hectic work week.
Yeah.
Or hectic weeks. Anyways, so... We discussed this, and the worst problem is for some unknown reason, when they either redid all the piping in this place at one point before I moved in here, they took out all of the turnoff valves
for each of the trailers
for all the lines.
Yeah.
So you know, like in a normal home, you would go and you turn off the friggin' water valve to your toilet so you could change pieces out.
Yeah.
You know, you get underneath your sink in the kitchen, you turn off valves to replace a faucet.
Yeah.
Or if you need to shut off the whole water to the house, you go in the back of the trailer, there's a valve and you crank it, shuts all the water off to the house.
Yeah.
I.e. same thing with a hot water heater.
Yeah.
There's valves to shut off, supposed to be valves to shut off all the water.
Yeah.
Water goes to certain sinks.
Yes.
That you have access to.
Yes.
We don't.
No, we don't.
So... Friday night, I tell you, okay, well, we're going to do this. We're going to have to do it together, so we'll do it either Sunday, which neither of us got up early.
No.
Or Monday morning. Again, neither of us got up early. Two late nights.
Yeah.
The whole weekend's late.
Night. Yeah, it was.
And so I got tired of this fucking thing squealing. Yesterday, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
So I'm going through everything, trying to see if I can just figure out one way. You know, I'm opening the drain valve on the water here. See, well, maybe I can just get a drain. I don't have to worry about that because the other thing is the toilet water is hooked up to the hot water heater.
Which was a dumb idea.
Yeah, unless you want steamed ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you do, don't sit on the fucker while you, when, after you're done, went to flush it.
Exactly.
It'll get a little warm. Anyways. So I go to get out of the sun. I'm like, okay, well, otherwise my other option is go down to the office, ask them to send somebody over to shut off the water to the full park.
Yes.
For everyone in the park would have to lose water for 10, 20 minutes for me to get this changed.
Changed, yeah, which isn't good.
I don't like doing that to people.
No, that's what I'm saying, which isn't good because they're, like you said, there's other people that live here that might be using washers or whatnot.
Washers, or you don't know who's got their, got an old style swamp cooler that has to have
water
running in it. And then also, once you lose the water, you don't.
It's null and voided
for the
swamp cooler.
So I decide that I'm just going to change this goddamn thing.
Yes, you did.
Kim's working. Obviously, she works from home. Mm-hmm. It's probably the plus side of this story.
Yes, that is a plus side.
So I go in there. Got everything in there. Got new parts, everything lined up, ready to rock and roll. Start taking off the water line.
Yes.
Thinking that I'm going to be able to bend this into a bucket. And when I bend it, it'll bend this, you know, it's more of a steel pipe instead of a flex.
Yeah.
That I'll be able to bend it a little bit, and it will just hold and go into this bucket while I have both hands to do everything else. Wrong.
Yeah.
Now I've got to hold this fucker with one hand into the bucket and unscrew the locking nut.
Yeah.
As I do, not really, because I'm not really looking into the toilet now.
Yeah.
Realizing there's more water, still a little bit of water left in after I did the flush. And so I end up yelling for you.
Yes, you did.
Thank goodness you were doing something where you could actually walk away.
Yeah, I was.
And you come in, and we heard change this fucking thing out.
Yes, we did.
Note to self. As I told you this yesterday, too, note to self. This has to be a two-person job unless you're getting them to shut the fucking water off.
Exactly.
But yeah, so yeah, that was my fun day yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
It was fun. It was comical.
It was.
Laughed afterwards, pissed off during.
Yeah.
I always love it, men that even work on their cars, because you get pissed off during the friggin' during it, and then you laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why don't we just laugh while it's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Interesting lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned is quit thinking you can do everything by yourself, Scott. Sometimes you actually do need fucking help.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Anyways. But yeah, that's about all I got.
Yeah.
Anyways, besides, you know, I mean, Arizona, you know, I missed it earlier. I know Andrew from Science Fictionary put up the baby getting a lot of rain, too.
Yeah. Right there. It's been raining.
Yeah, it's been raining nonstop here. He sat in the living room last night and listened to the trees falling outside.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, I mean,
I'm glad we don't have trees near our... I'm glad our tree got cut down that we had here.
Sometimes you need help, like tires need...
Yes! Tire compound is fucking unnecessary!
Calm it. The tires do need their blankets.
No, they don't.
I can mute you and you probably know. So yeah. Oh, John. Yeah, that was fun last week, wasn't it?
It was.
Fucking continue to forget to unmute you.
Yeah.
You used to go get whatever packages are coming in and then unmute you, forgetting to unmute you. And you're just reading off stuff. And dude, listening to the audio version, right? I'm like, oh God. It's fucking bad.
Yeah.
So I think I can't remember. I think I put it this
way. No, you don't tuck the tires in like little children. They don't need their tire blankets.
Or the book. Yeah, they do. They need to be tucked in.
No, they don't.
They need to be caressed.
No, they don't.
They need to have a little electric blankets on.
No, they don't.
I guess we can talk about that real quick. Ready? Watkins Glen, what do you think? I guess we gotta give a precursor.
Yeah.
NASCAR was at Watkins Glen this weekend.
Yes, they were.
A few standouts were former F1 driver Daniel Kvyat was in the race.
Yeah.
And also F1 F1 or yeah, 2007, I think. F1 champion, Kimi Raikkonen.
Yes.
Was in the race.
I didn't realize Daniel was in there. Who did he?
I pointed it out to you.
Okay, so what car? Because I know Kimi drove.
I don't know what fucking number.
I know Kimi drove.
Kimi drove 91.
Yeah, and that's Trackhouse.
Right. But anyways, overall, what did you think of the Watkins Glen race?
It was okay. It was still, I mean, they got this new car and it still is not performing the greatest on road courses.
Well, honestly, out of all the road course races this year for NASCAR, Watkins Glen was the best one.
Yeah, you're right. It was. It was.
Now, I want to get to the jumping subject.
Oh, you mean the elephant in the room?
Well, Jesus Christ, I know I'm big, but fuck.
Not really? You. Not you.
You got to go that? Wow.
I'm not talking about you.
Damn.
I'm not talking about you.
I mean, hell, that just deserves a... Really? I know you weren't. Anyways. Yeah, let's talk about the last pass
yeah.
for the race win.
Yeah.
Teammates hitting each other.
Yeah. Or as Bagley put it, bumping each other. What's up? What's up?
Davey, this is for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
You positive?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You composed?
Yes.
Anyways, yes. What did you think about Larson bumping into Chase Elliott?
Well, I mean, they were bumping and banging all day, teammates against each other. So, I mean, it's all part of racing, as long as they don't wreck each other out. Of course, if they would have wrecked each other out, then the third place person would have won. But, yeah.
Did you, I mean, you don't have a problem with Chase Elliott being upset, do you?
Well, I can understand why he's upset, but, I mean... I'm sorry, but any race car driver, Chase Elliott, or any of the other drivers, if they're going for a win against their teammate and can have an opportunity to bump them, they'll go ahead and bump them for the win.
True.
I mean, it's all part of racing, so really...
Well, I mean, Dale Sr. always said, man, rubbing is... Like, that was rubbing is racing, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean... My tires have chain
bling for winning.
Oh, there. Oh.
You don't get it, do you?
No.
Hey, Kim.
I know you have chains for winter tires. What I was thinking was chains blinged out in sparklies.
I honestly believe your hair color is wrong.
What?
Exactly. Oh. Hey, guys. All right. I'm back in here for a minute to shut this fucker down. As you can see, it's dark as fuck in here. Because we had a lot of lights on. Whatnot. I hope that you guys can hear me. Anyways, let me try to get into some light. I'll have to do it back over here. Give me a moment. Anybody's still with me? Sorry. We lost. We ended up losing the power. There we go. So, I'm not sure what the hell is going on. I'll have to check the APS. Thank you, everyone, for joining in tonight. We really appreciate it. And this is what happens sometimes when you go live. Anyways, peace. See you guys next week. Remember, Rogue One Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern. Go check them out. Hopefully, we got power back by then so we can join the chat. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
because DB just said good luck, Scott.
I got my other set this off now from my phone. Oh, there's end.
And then later. Hey guys, this is Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Yeah, I think they know you are Kim. Yeah. Making sure we say this is Scott and Kim. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, this is our, I guess we're just calling this the real end.
Yes.
To the actual show that we lost.
Yes, due to
we didn't lose the show. I mean, obviously, you're listening to this on audio. You are getting an ending. So let's talk what happened. So I'm sure you can tell because I came back on live once I realized I could do it through my phone. Right, Kim?
Yes.
Let me move shit around. I'm sorry the chair is squeaking, but let me just move so I can look at my co-host in the eye so we can actually look at each other while we're talking, right?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good, right?
Yes.
So what had happened was we ended up having a power outage.
Yes, we did.
What happened was a tree hit the switch.
Yep.
Up on the power line.
Yeah.
Knocked our power out.
Oh, yeah.
While we were live on the show.
Yeah.
Live on YouTube.
Yes.
So as far as YouTube goes, they get a pause, and then they get the bit you guys just heard where I come back in, and that was actually done off my cell phone. So
yes.
Apologize for the bad sounds or whatnot, but that, not only by losing our power, but we lost our power, which also means we lose our AC.
Yes.
And it was, what, 100 and, I don't remember what I just said. I think it was 108.
About 108, yeah.
Or 106. Somewhere in there outside. Yeah. But the actual feeling was 100, like 115.
Yes.
Due to all the humidity, excuse me, by the way.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so as we're going on in the house starts getting warmer.
Yes, it does.
And finally, we had some friends come over and pick you up.
Yes.
Take you out to their house to pretty much get in their pool, cool off.
Yes.
I stayed home.
Yes.
Dumb thing to do.
Bad decision.
Very bad decision because it ended up, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, this is for my decision that night. I'm just letting you go and not me.
Please, please, please get your shit together.
I definitely should have got my shit together and I should have went.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wanted to be here because I didn't want to leave the AC on.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know sometimes when they throw the switches, well, I thought it was a different switch they're going to throw. I know sometimes when they do it after a power bump, everybody's ACs kick on at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
And boom, pops power again.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. Like they have like over in California when they do those rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
So I didn't want that to happen to us.
No.
You know, I wanted it to be off, and I knew everyone else still had their on. So I stayed here. House got it roughly up to 99 degrees.
Yeah.
99 degrees inside because we live in a tin box.
Yeah, we do.
And, yeah, I was running out of water.
Yeah,
because our water cooler that we have is a bottom shelf water cooler.
It is.
So we don't have to worry about dumping the water on top.
Nope.
But the problem about that is, you lose power, you can't pump water up.
That's true.
So we need to look into getting a handheld pump.
Yes, we do.
For our water bottles.
Yes, we do.
And, but yeah, I should have went out to our friend's house, went swimming with you just to get away from here. Plus, then I got worried about storms, which never came.
Yeah.
Just like, so right now, we're recording this Wednesday night.
Yes, we are.
We'll be truthful when we're recording.
Yeah.
Recording this Wednesday night right after Kim got off of work.
Yes.
It is currently 93 degrees outside.
Yes, it is.
We were supposed to be under severe thunderstorm warnings with massive flash flood, heavy rainfall. And right now, we're lucky now because these storms literally, it formed here, but it went north and collided with another one.
Yes, it did.
And now it's dumping like cats and dogs on Blythe Parker. And Quartzsite.
Yes.
And those are all north of us.
Yes,
and there's
a
few storms out to our east, but they usually, to get over to us, they have to come over a mountain or an area called Telegraph Pass, which is the actual pass that you take on the freeway.
Yes.
But they got to come over that mountain, and usually by the time they do, either they kick down south,
uh-huh,
or they kick up north. Now, they kick up north. There is one little section they can come through if they actually come this way.
That's true.
But it's not a, it, most of the time, if it does that, either it peters out or it will join that rest of that storm up north.
Yes, it will.
But anyways, so really why reason why we're even doing this, this little tidbit here, this little banter, just talk about what happened to us. Obviously, the audio people, you're going to hear this again.
Yes, you are.
You will hear this again next Tuesday when we, and I screwed up during the podcast too.
Uh-huh.
Next Tuesday is still August.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was going to be September.
Nope.
Thank God we're not close to my birthday yet.
No, we're not.
By the way, we don't celebrate that shit no more.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yo, easy on the... Don't click it.
Sorry.
You're fine. Anyways, so again, so next week will be just kind of another... Hopefully a real chill stream where we're not freaking out or not losing power.
Yes.
I don't know. I was thinking about maybe we could pull something together. Maybe we could put something together.
Yeah,
We might both maybe watch. I mean, because I know tomorrow night is She-Hulk episode 2.
Yeah.
I can talk a little bit about, because I have actually gone back into Marvel, because we have the Marvel comics.
Yes, we do.
Unlimited. And I've actually gone back into that and started reading She-Hulk comics from the 80s.
Okay.
From the first, you know, comics.
Uh-huh.
Just to try to see if there's any similarities to that compared to now.
Uh-huh.
To what the TV show's
showing.
And one, and I'll just say it here right now for this audio audience, we'll talk about it again next week.
Yes.
Is one thing that's happening is in the comic books, while she may rip her clothes a little bit,
uh-huh,
when she comes like back to being Jen,
uh-huh,
she's regularly dressed again.
Oh, wow.
Even in the comics.
Oh, wow.
So everyone wanting to throw a little bitch fit about it. I'm sorry. It happened in the comics the same way.
Yeah, it did.
So, yeah, maybe she's not actually ripping the clothes, because they do show her clothes ripped. But then again, the rip on the front, like, V-lines down to about her belly button.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't need that.
No.
In that. Anyways, we'll talk about, we'll probably bring some of that up. We'll do a chill or we'll do an actual topic.
Sounds good to me.
So we'll figure it out by next week.
Yes, we will. We got to figure it out by Sunday at least.
Right. So this is actually going to drop. You guys are used to us dropping shit on Fridays.
Yes, this will drop earlier.
I'm going to piece this together once we're done recording. I'm going to get it all put together with what we did on Tuesday.
Yes.
And once it's all together, I'm going to upload it straight to Anchor to have it actually download. So you should be listening to this. If you're hearing this, this should be Thursday.
Yes, it should.
Which is, what day again?
The 25th. Yes.
August 25th. You should be hearing this on August 25th.
Yes.
Unless I had a moment or we got a quick shower. Yes. And...
Yeah, plans changed.
Right. But right now, it's looking that you are going to be listening to this exactly August 25th. And from here on out, I'm going to try to get the uploads done before midnight on the following day after the podcast. So,
yes.
In other words, we do the live show Tuesday.
Yes.
Everybody pays, you know, does their live show, participates on our live show. And then I want to drop that audio that next morning.
Okay.
So from here on out, you should start getting these every Wednesday.
All right.
Instead of Thursdays, yeah. Or Fridays, I mean.
Yeah, sounds good. That way our audio audience can listen to them a little bit earlier.
Right, right. You know, I mean, because everybody's busy on the weekend.
Yeah, they are.
But anyways, other than that, I've got nothing more to add, except I want to thank everybody that was in the chat, and it was in the chat, but it's on Tuesday.
I know it was Dragon Buddy, Nicole, Steve, Andrew.
By the way, she's trying to do this.
Lunar.
She's trying.
Luna Girl.
She's trying to do this by memory. Hector, she's not looking at nothing.
Hector.
I'm literally pulling up our app as she writes.
Backyard TARDIS. Jason. Let's see, who did I forget?
Did you get Hector?
I got Hector.
How about Ro?
Oh, Ro was the one I forgot.
Right, and Ro showed up twice.
Yes,
once
he did.
Once under the Red 5 Network.
And
also under his podcast, Scared Scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
or the Scare Podcast, the Scare Scuttlebutt Podcast.
And Steve did the same thing. He showed up under
name. Steve did do the same thing. He showed up as himself.
And then under Rogue One Radio.
Right. Yep. But no, yeah, you got them all. Good job. Wow. All but one. Sorry, Rose. I don't know what her problem is. I really don't know. But anyways, until next week, all we want to say is our normal ending, and this is the reason why we're doing this, is be kind to everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that up already. See, this is what happens when you have to go in and re-record it or record it because you didn't get to do it. Have a great week.
And a good weekend.
It's supposed to be a great weekend.
Sorry. Have a great weekend.
Be kind to everyone.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, I'm actually holding a peace sign to the fucking camera and I didn't have it on. Anyways, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Greetings, listener. Just a reminder that the podcast you just heard is a proud member of the Red 5 Network family. Red5Network.com offers you a great variety of shows you'll be sure to love. So the next time you're itching for quality content, make sure you head over to Red5Network.com. You'll find this podcast along with a whole lot more.
All wings report in.
It's the Red 5 Network.